"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I am now operating under a handicap because I was trying to understand these climate cafes where these sad people gather together, and it's a support group for those who are terrified of climate change and all the awful things that are supposed to happen. And they're unhappy and they're anxious, and they get together and they drink kombucha, and I'd never had any. And then Deborah gave me some, and now my innards are on fire.
You know what? It's I'm going to pour it down your face, and then maybe that'll make you feel better. What do you think?
Pour it down face?
It'll cool you down. Well, because, you know, your face is, it looks very stressed. You look agitated.
I am irritated. Yes.
So it'll cool you down.
It didn't. I am agitated because it tastes so bad and it burns.
I mean, you know what?
Is there some kind of caffeine or something in it? Because I actually feel overstimulated and I only had a couple of swallows and it's made me feel like on edge and jittery. There's probably kind of stimulant in it.
I'm going to tell you because there's live active cultures in here, right?
Oh, that's what it is.
That's what it, your body.
Yeah, I feel
your body's freaking out.
No, it is.
What's going on? I mean, well, your body does not understand anything that is healthy. So it's okay, John. That's why you're having this reaction.
Swallowed all this bacteria. Of course, it's upset.
It's good bacteria.
I don't know. Not so far. All right. We're supposed to have Todd Benzman on. We got him. Excellent. Todd Benzman, we've had a number of times. He's written books. He writes constantly in various publications like the New York Post, Center for Immigration Studies, and he's at the border, and he's a journalist who reports on all the insanity going on. His latest piece in the Post, headline is, Biden knows terrorists are crossing the border. Why doesn't he stop it? Let's get Todd Benzman on now. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me again.
All right. Obviously, Biden knows what's going on. I mean, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, was testifying before Congress in the past week. I don't understand why our members of administration telling us that something bad is going to happen, but the administration doesn't do anything to seal off the threat. What is going on?
I'm not sure what's going on with this. It's one of the great mysteries of this mass migration crisis and the administration. They really don't seem to care or believe it, or they're just denying that their own threat assessment for 2024, which explicitly this is put out by the intelligence community. It's the public version. It's online. Anybody can read it. And it says explicitly that terrorists are going to cross the border, are crossing the border, and will, and that this is a very significant threat. You know, the problem is that in order to seal off that threat and mitigate it and reduce it, you have to reduce the numbers of people coming across, foreign nationals. And as I've said on your show quite a few times, almost 100% of everybody who reaches that border now gets in and stays in for, you know, years and years. So that's unprecedented, and it's on purpose. It's a policy. It's a choice. If you want to reduce the national security threat, you have to reduce those numbers, and they don't want to do that.
Christopher Wray said before Congress that there's a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. These are his words. There's a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about. We've been spending enormous amounts of effort with our partners that we're investigating. And then there's this homeland threat assessment from the Biden administration. Their current assessment says individuals with potential terrorism connections continue to attempt to enter the homeland illegally between ports of entry. I mean, they say it explicitly in their documents. Joe Biden never seemed like the kind of guy that would embrace this sort of risk.
No, of course not. And he's actually warned of terrorist crossings himself in, you know, earlier iterations of his career. I mean, he gets it. The old Joe Biden gets it, but the pull of the power, I guess, of having millions and millions of people cross the border is just so strong and so forceful that, you know, he can't turn himself around. And Christopher Wray, this is a nonpartisan guy. I think he was appointed under Trump first or shortly after the turnover. But I mean, he's a professional. I mean, say what you want about the guy. He's certainly, you know, left to be in office by the Biden administration. He's somebody to be believed. And this isn't just crazy Todd Benzman talking terrorists crossing the border. That's the point. It's not just me. It's these guys.
It's officials in the administration who are testifying publicly. If the FBI director says we've got a terrorist problem here and nobody in the administration pays attention to him, they act like he's the crazy guy. I don't understand.
Yeah, we've had about 340 apprehended at the border who are on the FBI's terrorism watch list in 36 months. That's a huge record for the country. We've never had numbers like that cross the border in so short a time, not even close. I mean, you could probably count them up for 25 years and there wouldn't be as many as we've seen in 36 months.
What happens to them when they're apprehended? Then what?
Well, that's a good question. There are protocols for handling them. When we find out about them, they are detained. We bring FBI agents in and intelligence officers in, and they interview them and try to figure out what they're up to, eyeball to eyeball. And then when we determine that they're either alone or not alone or whatever, we'll eventually deport them somewhere else when we catch them. The problem here is that those protocols that I just described are just off the rails right now. There's so many people coming through. My New York Post piece points out like half a dozen different cases in just the last year or two where they accidentally released people who are on the watch list into the public and never interviewed them. I have a piece that's probably going to run tomorrow morning about another one, which I guess I can sandbag for now, but this one happened in North Carolina. it looks like a Yemeni this time. And it's just they keep coming. They keep, you know, we keep finding these guys out there. They're on the watch list. They cross the border. It just never ends. I'm going to report every single one that I can.
Yeah, you have them coming from Somalia, Yemen, Senegal, Pakistan, Lebanon. I mean, they're coming in from all over the world. Every bad guy who makes his way to the Mexican.
Those are the ones that have been accidental releases. The Somali was free inside the country for a year before they figured it out. There was an OIG report, Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspection General report. I linked to it in the piece that actually did a full-throated investigation on one of these cases, the case of a Lebanese Colombian who was accidentally released. He was in Florida for 2 weeks before we finally rounded him back up. Thank God he didn't do anything. But the OIG report spells it out, that Border Patrol let him through because they were too busy to read their emails, pick up their phone, processing immigrants in to the country. They're swamped. They're overwhelmed. There was a Yemeni who was apprehended by the Mexicans initially. We have deals with them to hang on to him, and they let the guy go, and we lost track of him. There's all sorts of things like this going on right now, and that's why Christopher Wray is saying what he's saying.
This is just shocking. I think everybody finds this shocking. Todd Benzman, thank you for coming on. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Just crazy. What are they doing? What are they trying to accomplish, this Biden crowd?
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. The podcast version. Moist line is 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Coming up, I'm going to tell you that the insanity out of the Biden administration continues. They announced a new plan so that 70% of car sales would be electric vehicles within a few years. It's going to force companies and force dealers to manufacture and sell EVs, even though obviously the public doesn't want them. And they claim this is a more relaxed plan than their old idea. Now, you should know about the context of all this, right? While we're being hammered over the head about climate change to the point where you've got all these basket cases gathering together in climate coffee houses, climate cafes, and they're all crying and moaning and whimpering. They can't even take a walk in the garden. It makes them sad, and they burst into tears because they think the planet is dying. You want to know the real story? And this is from CNN. And this is about real air pollution, not greenhouse gases, because that's not air pollution. Real air pollution. The stuff that used to choke Los Angeles years ago. Do you know, out of the 100 cities with the world's worst air pollution, 99 are in Asia, 99 out of 100. This is according to the World Health Organization. 83 of the cities were in India. And all 83 exceeded air quality guidelines by more than tenfold. Not only is it bad, it's 10 times bad. 83 in India, 16 others in Asia, and only one outside of Asia. The worst city is something called Begusarai, 500,000 people in northern India. They had pollution 23 times the guidelines. Now, that's 1.3 billion people in India, and 96% of the population lives with air quality 7 times higher than the guidelines. Why does everybody squawk about the U.S.? Look what all the rest of the world is doing. It doesn't matter if we have all these stringent rules. I mean, it's nice to have air pollution rules to keep the air clean, you know, because years ago, Los Angeles was a disaster. But the problem is not here in America. We shouldn't be forcing people, taking away their freedoms as to what kind of car they want to drive, especially when the technology is in its infancy. You know, we all know there's few places to plug in an electric vehicle. And the charging doesn't work very well, very efficiently. It's really just a huge pain in the ass right now, which is why most people aren't buying electric cars. But these nuts at the Biden administration, this is the same crowd that has the border wide open and letting in terrorists every day. I honestly think this is some kind of subversive group that wants to destroy the country from the inside. What else would be the reason for this? South Asia is the most polluted area. 29 out of the 30 most polluted cities are in either India, Pakistan, or Bangladesh. Only 10 countries had healthy air quality. Finland, Estonia, Puerto Rico, Australia, New Zealand, Bermuda, Grenada, Iceland, and a couple other island nations. Yeah, mostly it's island nations. Because you've got the ocean winds to blow all the bad stuff out. But 99 out of 100 in Asia? 99 out of 100? 83 out of 100 in India? It seems like every climate freak, every pollution freak ought to be screaming in India, go there. It's not here, it's there. 100 times over. I just don't understand any of this. All right, when we come back, yeah, I'm going to tell you about the new Biden administration idiocy, trying to force 70% of new car sales to be electric vehicles within a few years. It's impossible. It's stupid. It's not necessary. Go to India.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Jay Bieber. He has long been an advocate for people who drive cars, fighting all the restrictive laws and nonsense that comes out of Sacramento and Los Angeles. There is a flurry of Scott Wiener bills. So Wiener is that communist nut in San Francisco, and he's obsessed with restricting our ability to drive our car efficiently on the road. We'll explain all this coming up after 3 o'clock because there's a call to action here. It's time to have a day of protest, and Jay's going to explain it all. I mean, it is coming from all angles. The Biden administration, those fanatics. Now, it's pretty clear that the public, for the moment, most of the public does not want to deal with electrical vehicles. The electric vehicle fad has peaked, and most people don't have one, and most people don't want to get one. And the reasons are obvious. We've gone through them many, many times. But for one thing, charging stations are very few and far between. And it's just not practical, and they're expensive, and I could waste a lot of time going through all the stuff we've already gone through, but let's just say the obvious: it's a bomb, it's a bust. I mean, the CEO of Hertz got fired in the last week because he committed so much money to electric cars, and nobody wanted to rent them. Because as we talked about yesterday, just think about going on vacation: you're in a strange city, you're at a hotel. You can't plug into your electric car. You can't go off on a road trip into the country. How do you push an electric car mandate when you don't have a charging network that works and is reliable? Yeah, I'm going to sit there for 4 hours. I mean, it's so preposterous. It's comical. It's a farce. But they keep pushing it. And Biden's administration. And you know something? I didn't think we lived in the kind of country where there would be secret people issuing very intrusive federal orders that affect our lives in a dramatic way, and we don't know their names. I mean, between the millions of people that are living in over the border, including terrorists, and this absurd electric vehicle mandate, who are these people? Nobody gets to know their names, to debate them, to understand how did they get this type of power? And all this stuff is nothing that the Joe Biden that used to exist, he was never in favor of any of this stuff. He didn't run on any of this. It is a collection of fanatical staff members who have a religious-like zealotry about the climate and a religious-like hatred of the border that have created all these horrible policies, and nobody's stopping them. So this new thing is to force you to buy an electric vehicle. They're going to force 70% of all new car sales to be electric vehicles. 70% by between 2027 and 2032. So in the next 3 to 8 years, they want, what they're going to do is they're going to make these cars scarce, and the prices are going to increase dramatically, make it unaffordable. Even though, as I told you, 99 of the top 100 polluted cities in the world are in Asia. But we're doing this to ourselves in this country. The public has to get off their screen addiction and start getting involved here. This crap has got to stop. This EPA, this Environmental Protection Agency, they claim, oh, no, we've actually relaxed the mandate. because they wanted all this done much sooner. But electric vehicles are such a bomb, they realized it's not realistic. I mean, they can't send government agents over with guns to force us to buy EVs, at least not yet. So they've slightly relaxed the timeline, but still, within 8 years, they want 70% of car sales to be EVs. We need a new administration, because Biden never speaks in public in a press conference situation, a freewheeling situation, because I think the press should be questioning him about this, about forcing people to drive EVs against their will when clearly they don't want to. And he should be forced to explain letting in millions of illegal aliens, including a lot of terrorists. I don't understand. He's, you know, I understand he's got terrible brain disease, you know, either dementia or Alzheimer's. And I understand that nobody wants that vegetable Kamala Harris to take over, but we've got all these unnamed fanatics, zealots, cult members running the place and issuing policy that's punitive, that's destructive, that's invasive to our lives. I want to drive my gas car. It's not the government's business. No, I don't want terrorists pouring over the border by the hundreds, maybe thousands. This is not something anybody wants. This is not what they campaigned on. This is not what they voted for. And then they're gonna whine and bitch about Donald Trump becoming president. They're on a political suicide mission here. This stuff is wildly unpopular. Can you imagine anything more unpopular? You run on 25% inflation, 3 million illegal aliens, plus a healthy supply of terrorists, and force you into an electric vehicle where there's no place to charge it. Everything I just listed is absolutely true, and they're running on it, and they wonder why all the polls are favoring Trump. Because this is disastrous policies. These are the policies of fanatics who think they don't answer to anybody. And we don't know their names. We don't know their faces, what offices they're in. I mean, is Biden, I mean, is he conscious at all? Or is he so demented that he actually approves of forcing people into electric vehicles and leaving a wide open border for the terrorists to cross, and the 25% inflation, which is the cumulative inflation at your grocery store. Not the hocus pocus complicated inflation numbers they try to sell you. The real thing in the grocery store is 25% at least. How do you run on this? It's just crazy. We come back. All right, here's the latest on the the new tool that burglars have in order to break into your house, a Wi-Fi jamming device to get around your security system. Delve into that. Got a report from Channel 5 to explain. That's coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Very important you listen after 3 o'clock, because Jay Bieber is going to come on. And Jay has been fighting the fight against bad legislation, which inhibits our driving capabilities here in the state. There are a whole list of really bad bills. They are going for it. They're going to try to make life as difficult as possible to get around. It's part of the climate fanaticism. And Scott Wiener, he is that communist state senator up in San Francisco. And he really is a destructive, intrusive legislator. And he comes up with the most irritating legislation. And now he's got something about a speed limiter. And we're going to explain this, what a speed limiter is. It's a real bill, and it's one of many bills. And Jay Bieber has declared a day of action coming soon. And everybody has to call Scott Wiener's office and some of these other legislators as well, because they don't hear from normal people anymore. You don't want to. I'm looking at a list here of probably a half a dozen different bills, maybe more, that would be disastrous And it's better to explain it all at once when we come back. Deborah's news after 3 o'clock. Okay. The burglars are using technology now to disable the Wi-Fi in your home. This happened in Glendale. It's a Wi-Fi jamming device so they could break in. We're going to listen now to Channel 5 reporter Alina Abovian.
This is a brand new crime trend, and it's happening here in the city of Glendale. Basically, these suspects, they have this tool that's able to disable the Wi-Fi at a residence, so it disables the cameras and the security alarm from going off. And it is happening here in the city of Glendale. The police department is very aware of it, and they're trying to be very proactive about it. So I want to bring in Sergeant Victor Jackson. Come on over here. You are a PIO with the Glendale Police Department. Talk to us about this new trend.
This is something we've seen over the last few months, where our burglary detective are doing investigations on cases, made arrests, and we're seeing what they're doing. How are they getting in these people's homes? How are they going undetected in some cases? And it's because of these Wi-Fi blockers.
So paint the picture for us. Exactly how is it happening?
Sure. They're choosing homes in some cases that they know to be unoccupied, and they turn on this device that cuts the signal, that cuts their Ring cameras, that cuts people's phones video to their feed, to feed to their home as well as their alarm system. And as a result of that, the alarm company's not triggered, we're not triggered, and they're able to get in the home undetected.
And how often is this happening? What do we know about the suspects?
Unfortunately, it's happening enough to where we want to put this out to the public and provide information for them to not have to prevent this from happening to them. It's happening a lot, not just Glendale, but other places. We're very fortunate. Our crime and our burglaries are down, but it's happening in Southern California.
And the Glendale Police Department, you mentioned earlier, you're trying to be very proactive about this, but exactly what are you guys doing in order to prevent this from happening?
Sure. In Glendale, we've started a residential burglary task force. Since that time, we at one point got our residential burglaries down to zero. We're trying to, because we're seeing them regionally creep back up, we're trying to be proactive with tips to make sure that people don't, other folks outside the city, and we don't want that crime to come back to the city as well, don't have to worry about this.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about tips. If we can pull this up for you guys to look at, this is from the Glendale Police Department. Just some things for residents to be mindful of. So if you do have a security system, try hard wiring it, install secure gates and enhance exterior lighting. Have some backup batteries for security
cameras.
All
right, stop. Like those annoying public service lectures from whenever there's they want to give you a list of tips to survive earthquakes or thunderstorms or something. So the burglars now have Wi-Fi jammers. What I still don't hear in these stories, and I hate to sound like a broken record on this, they never explain how many of these guys get arrested, what they're prosecuted for, what they're sentenced for, and if they're in jail. Why is that information not automatically part of the news stories? Like, are these guys, if they caught them, what were their track records? How many times were they arrested before for burglaries? How many times did they get no jail time? Because that's the problem. They're always going to come up. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they have Wi-Fi jamming devices. I mean, how many times do you want to run into a Ring camera or an alarm system and deal with local security or the police? Of course, they're going to come up with something to jam the signal. That's not that hard to do. So, why are they not in prison? Why is that not explained as part of the report? Why don't I got an idea? I know that we've got some. Some assignment editors and producers that work in television here in Los Angeles listening, some of the reporters driving around. Why don't you tell us what happens to these guys and if they're put in prison? Why don't you tell us what percentage of bad guys after they're caught actually go to jail? And why don't you give us the rap sheets? Everybody I know asks these questions. Everybody I know is frustrated that we can't get answers. You just report that burglars broke into house X. They stole the following. Either police caught them or they're still on the loose. But you don't give us the backstory how they were allowed to run up a long rap sheet and never punished properly. Or maybe, they are now going to get hit with serious felonies and then let us know in 3 months that they actually got convicted. What are we all supposed to go to the county courthouse and go through the database there? That's what you guys are supposed to be doing. How about fewer recipes? How about fewer lifestyle news reports? Fewer stories on adopting a dog?
No.
Knew that was going to get a quick that. No.
Everybody knows that if they how to adopt a dog.
No, that's not true.
I'm constantly seeing adopting dog stories.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, people want to know when there's free adoptions, right? That might motivate some people to go out there. It's very important. Don't listen to John on
that. A free dog, they're not going to value.
I didn't say free.
Well, I want to hear that some burglar is getting tortured in prison.
Well, you can hear about both.
That's the kind of news I want to hear.
Oh, by the way, the kombucha that you drank, there is a tiny bit of caffeine because it is made with tea leaves.
Oh, there was something in it because it made me really tense and agitated and like hyper. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I must have digested it. And all of a sudden, I felt my whole body relax.
Oh, good. See?
It was metabolized in the system. There was something in that that did not agree with my.
But your body does agree with it now.
Now it does.
Would you like some more? I have some in here.
No,
that really
had a bad effect on me.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's not the first time you've poisoned me.
I know. I've given you an edible too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I gave you an edible with this? Woo!
Well, there's alcoholic kombucha.
You know, it had an effect on me as if I felt like an agitated buzz.
Well, it's fermented, yeah.
Oh, so is there a little bit of alcohol?
There's like 0.5%.
But that's nothing, though.
You can get actual alcohol, like more percentage of alcohol in kombucha, too.
Well, it was very unpleasant. You're always giving me mind-altering substances.
Well, that tells you something. I'm trying to change your mind.
Yeah. All right, Deborah Mark, we got Jay Bieber come up. You will not believe the laws coming out of Sacramento to restrict your driving to make your life even more annoying. Pay attention because he's looking for a day of action coming up to fight that idiot Scott Wiener up in Sacramento. Jay is coming up next. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.